You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast with William Hill on Thursday, November the 16th. Andy Holding here looking at a 7-race card at Clonmel. Of course, it's their big day of the year with the Clonmel All Chase Grade 2 contest coming up at 2:20, very much the highlight. But we also have some decent action either side of that. We've got a very good handicap hurdle at 1:50, and of course, the mares strut their stuff over fences with that listed race coming up at 2:50. Lots of good informative races here at this venue here this afternoon, set to be run on soft to heavy ground, so quite testing this afternoon. We begin with a main hurdle over the extended 2 mile and three. One or two decent horses on show here, one would imagine, none more so than perhaps Imperial Way, who's quite a good winner down in Wexford when last seen from the Joseph O'Brien stable, a horse that stayed on very strongly to take that bumper in the hands of Paddy Mullins. He's got JJ Slevin on board this afternoon, and I do think this Gelding Boy Getaway has got quite a bright future, but to be fair, he's up against one or two nice horses that I say shouldn't be dismissed totally out of hand, and I thought Mount Hanover looks the each-way alternative to the favourite based on his run at Wexford the other day on the 29th of October when he finished third behind a nice horse of Gordon Elliott's called Hardline, who runs later on in the card. And even though this horse was pretty much brushed aside late on by the winner with Quicken Well, I thought he did enough back in third to suggest that he could certainly be more competitive indeed when he stepped up in trip, and that's what Henry de Bromhead has wasted no time in doing this afternoon, being as he is a form of point-to-pointer. One would imagine that 2.5 miles, 3 miles would probably be his remit over the next few seasons. Ground didn't seem to be a problem down in Wexford. He's quite a big unit, and hopefully he'll come on for the run and certainly give us a decent run for money here on the podcast at 4-1 this morning. Looks a nice each-way price.
Race 2.
On to the 1:20. It's the first of the handicaps here this afternoon, and obviously all eyes will be on Gordon Elliott's mare, Pat's Oscar, who was quite an impressive winner on heavy ground at Perth when last seen. So conditions shouldn't be an issue this afternoon. Doesn't look a badly handicapped horse off a mark of 102 either. If you're looking for an each-way alternative, then I do think this Feeling the Love could run okay if she handles the conditions. She certainly looks a stayer anyway, based on her run the other day at Thurles when she just got a little bit tap for toe from the second last to the line. But she did keep on quite well in the hands of Mark Walsh, and the fact that Jessica Harrington feels experienced enough to bloody her nose only at the fourth time of asking in a handicap suggests that she's quite well fancied this afternoon. Of course, Barry Geraghty has been booked as well. So just to keep an eye on there on Feeling the Love, she doesn't look a bad type.
Race number 3.
On to the 1:50, and we've got probably the most competitive race of its kind here this afternoon. Again, Gordon Elliott sets punters a poser with saddling the favourite here, Folsom Blue, off the back of a bit of a layoff. Of course, first run for Gordon. He was a useful staying chaser in his day when with Maurice Morris. And, you know, you've only got to look at some of his back class, particularly that run when he finished second to Abolitionist at Nice. If he can run to that level here for a mark of 123, a career low, then he's got to be a big player. Fitness shouldn't be an issue, being as Gordon's got hold of him, but I do quite like the claims of As Nile at a decent each-way price, 12-1 currently this morning with William Hill. This gelding has been plying his trade quite nicely in novice chases over the last 3 or 4 months, and he ran really well in the Like a Butterfly novices chase down in Tipperary when last seen, when chasing home Willie Mullins' crack novice at Rathvinden. Indeed, the time figure of that race suggests that he'd run it to a fair level. And you've got to look at the couple of horses that were in beyond him that day as well. Potter's Point and the West Awake to suggest that he's run to probably a sort of level that was beyond the expectations even of the connection. So he's coming back here over hurdles today for mark 126. And of course, he's got a victory under his belt already at Clonmel on his only visit in the past on heavy ground. So he's got quite a bit in his favour. Trip's the only slight concern, but he looks a stout enough stayer to me. So I don't think he'll have too much of a problem. And of course, he's a former point-to-point winner. So As Nile, 12-1. Nice each way price there in race number 3.
Race 4.
On to the fourth race in the 220, the big race of the day. And it's the rematch between Atoyfil and Bauke de Flo, which should concern matters here. I'm actually quite surprised that Bauke de Flo is such a short price favourite this morning to beat his old adversary, because to my eyes anyway, Gordon Elliott's charge Atoyfil pretty much brushed him aside when the last seen down in Garin over this trip in that grade two back on the 30th of September. Albeit that Bauke de Flo slightly pecked on landing 3 hours, I don't think that mistake made any material difference to the result. And given that the conditions here this afternoon are absolutely ideal, soft to heavy, and Atoyfil himself has gone on to run an excellent fourth in the Grade 2 at Down Royal at their big November meeting when behind Disco Balioisin and subsequent winner Baldark, suggests to me that he still remains in form. Obviously Gordon Elliott is very much chasing Willie Mullins' title this season, and it doesn't really surprise me that he's like pushing the boat out with a lot of these horses while they're in good nick. He's just trying to get as much prize money on the board as he can. And hopefully Atoyfil will do just that this afternoon with €29,000 on offer. And he can uphold the form with Bauke de Flo in that big race.
Race 5.
On to the 250 then, and once again Gordon Elliott has got the favourite, a continued theme over there in Ireland, and really like Denario de Zabo as a juvenile. I actually backed this horse for the Triumph Hurdle for only to disappoint. She didn't run too bad in the last two starts at the Punchestown and Fairy House festivals respectively, but it's got a good chance based on her first run over fences at Wexford the other day that she's going to be much better over the larger obstacles, because in what was a very strongly run race she stayed and really powerful in the latter stages to get the better of the front running Le Martelan. Back in third was Bravissimo, and there was good distances stretched out all over that track on that particular day. So I think that form is pretty solid. She's going to take the world a beating here off a bargain basement mark of 9-11 with all the allowances. There's every chance that she'll make up into a really nice Grady Chaser this season. The obvious looking danger, or if you're looking for an each-way alternative, or bet without the favourite, whichever way you want to call it, is Magic of Light from the Jessica Harrington stable. She's had two runs over fences so far, so plenty of experience, and she jumps really soundly, and I do like the way she got the job done the other day at Fairy House. She's always in command, and Robbie Power basically just had an armchair ride steering around, and she's got a nice way of going, Magic of Light. 9-2 this morning. I do think that's a decent each way bet. I'd certainly prefer her over Slow Motion, who we pulled up the last day and doesn't make any appeal at all at the same price. So the recommendation there would be to do Magic Light either without the favourites or from an each way perspective.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest then, which is a extended 2 mile hurdle. Gordon Elliott sets punters a poser here by declaring two. Whether he'll actually run two is open to question, because both of them have got progressive profiles. But of the two, I prefer Hardline, who looked really impressive the other day down in Wexford when he quickened quite appreciably off the home turn to finally get off the mark at the full time of asking over hurdles. He'd certainly threatened to do that based on that run the time before down in Downpatrick. And with the third horse that day out of the loop going on to win subsequently, the form of that race and indeed his victory look good enough for him to take a race of this nature here this afternoon. As I said, he's stabbed companion Roaring Bull doesn't look a bad type, but he looks a little bit raw and a little bit green, and perhaps the weakest of the two models, obviously being a 4-year-old, and perhaps he might just need a little bit more time in the long term, but he's a nice horse all the same. Hardline, very much a confident vote there in the penultimate.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and we've got the complete set as Gordon Elliott trained favourites, completed by Warlike Intent in the last race. And the market suggests to me that this horse obviously is going to improve quite significantly of what he achieved on his first start. It was interesting that he was sent off even money favourite when with his previous trainer to win that point-to-point down in Inch. He obviously disappointed quite a few, but the strength behind him this morning suggests that he's going to be a different proposition this afternoon, now trained, of course, by Gordon Elliott. And you're basically a proser horse of this nature in a race like this. At your peril, he won a similar contest Gordon did with a horse called Invincible Cave over the weekend. And three winners for the trainer signifies how well his horses are at present. With Lisa O'Neill on board, I'd expect Warlike Intent to justify his position in the market in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again tomorrow when we're going to be taking a look at the traditional Friday fair at Fundalk, Dundalk on Friday. So until then, happy days punting, and until then, bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.